Mid-South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Dan Hudak previews the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival. We'll feature Chef Norman Van Aken with A Word on Food and Andy Newman's Florida Keys Calendar. It's a new schedule of choral masterpieces coming up for Seraphic Fire's 12th season. Here's Charles Greenfield with the details.
Founded in 2002, Seraphic Fire, South Florida's fully professional chamber choir, has emerged in the last decade as the region's leading provider of top-notch Renaissance, Baroque, and contemporary choral concerts. Their imaginative and innovative repertoire has included Monteverdi's Vespers of 1610, six motets by J.S. Bach, Scarlatti's Missa La Stella and Stabat Mater, and Handel's Messiah, one of the region's most popular Christmas events. The ensemble's repertoire and recording catalog spans over 1,000 years of sacred music, from Gregorian chant to newly commissioned works. Proof of their growing importance in the South Florida musical community was Seraphic Fire's exciting inclusion with Michael Tilson Thomas and the New World Symphony in the well-acclaimed Schubert Mass in E-flat. In 2007, armed with a $250,000 Knight Foundation grant to start a chamber orchestra, they created the Firebird Chamber Orchestra that debuted at the Arch Center's Knight Concert Hall in October 2008. Last year, the ensemble's recordings Brahms' Ein Deutscher Requiem and A Seraphic Fire Christmas were nominated for two 2012 Grammy Awards. Seraphic Fire was the only choir in North or South America to be nominated, and the only classical ensemble in the world to be nominated for two separate projects. Its latest album, Ave Maria, released August 27th, hit number 9 on Billboard's top classical chart, and achieved number 1 status on the Amazon Hot New Releases chart, and is digitally available on the ensemble's own Seraphic Fire media label, distributed in its physical format by Naxos of America. Seraphic Fire is also committed to educational outreach. The Miami Choral Academy, Seraphic Fire's education initiative, aims to change lives of children by offering after-school choral music instruction. The program currently serves 65 children from 9 Dade County public schools. Seraphic Fire launches their ambitious 2013-2014 season with 9 monthly concerts starting October 16th with the Renaissance and concluding May 11th with African American spirituals. Their always sold-out Handel's Messiah plays December 20th, 21st, and 22nd. The venues are Coral Gables First United Methodist Church, Miami Beach's All Souls Episcopal Church, Miami's St. Sophia Greek Orthodox Cathedral, Fort Lauderdale's All Saints Episcopal Church, and Boca Raton's St. Gregory's Episcopal Church. Recently, I had the opportunity to talk to Seraphic Fire's founding artistic director, Patrick Dupre Quigley, recipient of the 2004 Robert Shaw Conducting Fellowship and a graduate of Notre Dame and Yale School of Music, about Seraphic Fire and the 2013-2014 season. Patrick, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick, besides the 2012 Grammy nominations you just released at the end of August, Ave Maria with its Gregorian chants, it must be satisfying after a decade of hard work to be recognized both locally and nationally. Modesty aside, what are the critics hearing that makes the difference in the acclaim?
I think one of the things that people hear in this disc is the sheer amount of passion that the singers bring to this music, which, while religious, has incredibly passionate texts. And I think that you really feel that somewhat viscerally in this recording.
Gregorian chants, that's not too difficult for us down here.
No, I don't think so. It sort of speaks to much of the roots of all music. So.
Now, acoustics are essential to any choral group. Briefly, review your venues for us in terms of the sound atmosphere. I believe you have two new venues, one in Miami, one in Miami Beach.
Yes, we do have two new venues. The first new venue for our Wednesday nights is St. Sophia Greek Orthodox Cathedral, which is very similar to the acoustic at St. Jude, where we were before. Stone church, beautiful, reverberant acoustics. On Thursday, we were at St. Gregory's in Boca Raton. which has a very live and direct acoustic. On Friday, we're at the First United Methodist Church in Coral Gables, which has a certain warmth that the wooden ceilings lend to that really fantastic space. On Saturday nights, we are at All Saints Episcopal Church in Fort Lauderdale, right off Las Olas, which has a beautiful slate floor, which makes for some incredible sounds, especially for chant and polyphony. It's where we recorded our Ave Maria disc. And then we're finishing on Sundays in Miami Beach at a new venue, All Souls Episcopal Church, which is at 41st and Pine Tree. It, like All Saints, is a cruciform church. It has sort of a longer nave with a beautiful reverberant acoustic, which allows us to perform some of this music in a very welcoming atmosphere.
Now, Seraphic Fire launches their 12th season on October 12th with an invitation-only gala event featuring opera superstar Vivica Jeannot. Tell us a little bit about Madame or Mademoiselle Jeannot, her voice, repertoire in the event.
Miss Jeannot, she is really one of the preeminent coloratura mezzo-sopranos singing in the opera and concert world today. She really made her mark in the works of Vivaldi and in the works of perhaps the music that was written for Farinelli by Porpora and Rossi, but is also an incredible interpreter of the music of Rossini as well. The event is at the Rubel Gallery, really incredible. Incredible intimate space for this evening, and she'll be giving an hour-long concert to sort of open our 12th season in style.
Now, you start officially October 16th with the Renaissance music of the Sistine Chapel. We're in the world of polyphony, the Vatican, Palestrina. Put it together for us in terms of the music and atmosphere.
The Sistine Chapel really was one of the great vaults of music history during its heyday. Many singers like Dufay and Josquin either made their way through there as singers or their works were enshrined there. Much of the repertoire from those Flemish, French, and Spanish composers that we know so well really originated in this room with this international choir that was representative of all of Christianity at the time.
Now, the great Mozart Requiem was uncompleted, and you will present a new completion of the immortal work by composer Gregory Spears starting November 15th.
Yes.
Tell us about the collaboration between Seraphic Fire and the composer Spears, whose work the Boston Globe called beautifully unsettling music.
Greg has this incredible ability to write in a neoclassical, neo-Baroque style that really harkens back to the time of Mozart, but is unquestionably born of the 21st century, both in rhythm and in harmony. We endeavored together to create a work which would complement and not try to pretend to be the Mozart Requiem. I think which is probably the downfall of many of the completions is that they are pretentious in the true sense of the word and that they pretend to be Mozart, where we make no such pretensions in this completion, but rather seek to highlight, seek to complement.
What's the most difficult for you part of the Requiem?
Oh, I think the most difficult part of the Requiem is actually happens long before we ever sing a note. It's deciding really what to do with this masterpiece that is only half complete, deciding how Mozart actually would have intended, because we have only subtle clues as to what his true intentions were for the piece.
The Christmas holidays are celebrated twice, starting December 11th through the 15th, and of course, the Messiah, December 20th through the 22nd. You're going to be very busy and probably sold out.
Yes, very busy, almost sold out already. And we are excited this year to bring a harpist to play with us for our Christmas Carol program this year.
Now, the French Baroque, The Glories of Versailles, starts January 15th. And I wonder, Patrick, Who was the Sun King listening to in the Palais de Versailles?
Oh, many different people, but certainly Lully and Charpentier and Rameau and Couperin and all of these folks whose buoyant, incredible music will be featured on this program.
February 14th through the 16th, you're bringing Bach lovers the wonderful Magnificat in D major and the Cantata 147. How are you going to tackle these works?
I think the way that we've tackled the B minor Mass and the St. John Passion before, this really is our bread and butter. It's what Seraphic Fire and the Firebird Orchestra do the absolute best.
The countertenor voice, arias for Farinelli, March 12th. Who is Mr. Farinelli?
Farinelli was really the original rock star of the music world. He was so absolutely revered in his time that he was given almost the status of a musical god. He was a castrato who was the muse of many a composer during the late Baroque and early classical period.
April 9th, start your Haydn dedication, the seven last words. What will we enjoy from the great Austrian composer who wrote The Creation?
The Seven Last Words is probably his most popular piece in Europe. We are combining the choral parts with his string quartet version, which is played by the great Chicago string quartet, the Spectral Quartet.
You conclude your series May 7th with Steal Away African American Spirituals.
Yes. Music that in its truest sense is the first truly American concert art form. The slave spiritual transformed into something for the stage done by the Fisk Jubilee singers in the 19th century and later adopted as one of our great, great parts of our national heritage.
And finally, are there any surprises on the horizon? Concert tours, new CDs, guest artists?
We have a few things. We will be performing our Chicago debut with the Spectral Quartet. The week after, we're performing it in Miami. We'll be taking the Haydn Seven Last Words there. And we're also headlining the American Choral Directors Association Eastern Division Convention this year in Baltimore, reprising our performances of Claudio Monteverdi's Vespers and then making our D.C. debut at that same time.
Very, very busy musical bees.
Indeed.
Thank you, Patrick, for joining us on South Florida Arts Beat.
My pleasure.
Seraphic Fire is no longer the brash young musical group making waves in South Florida. It has now become a force to reckon with locally and nationally with its iTunes and CD success. Artistic director Patrick Dupre-Quigley has a bold vision for music making in the community and in cyberspace. With the Firebird Chamber Orchestra and a robust schedule, the ensemble is running on all cylinders. Seraphic Fire and the Firebird Chamber Orchestra can be contacted at 305-285-9060, their website, seraphicfire.org. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.